Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsession
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hey, Jackie Cation here. Welcome to the Dork Forest. It's November or December of 2022. You're about to listen to the Dork Forest. My name is Jackie Cation. The website's, of course, jackiecation.com, dorkforest.com, thedorkforest.com, if you enjoy a determiner. Anyway, November and December, I ask that you do not donate to the Dork Forest, that instead you donate to your local food bank, because it's a nice holiday kind of wintery thing to do. And if you don't know where your local food bank is, you can go to feedingamerica.org, or you can Google the words that are your town's name and the word food bank. Hey, sarcasm. JackieCation.com is where everything is linked. Like if you go to dorkforest.com, you can see all the notes and it'll link you to the YouTube videos for the Dork Forest and the and Apple podcasts, and it's on Stitcher. It's on all the things. Anyway, so JackieCation.com will link you to everything. Dork Forest will link you back to JackieCation.com and to everything else. There is merch. If you have some sort of holiday wish to purchase a Dork Forest t-shirt, the logo is now on a black shirt with the logo in that bright green that the Ranger t-shirt used to be. Sold out of the Ranger shirts, discontinued. Also, I have some stand-up shirts that are squish t-shirts. If you wanted a Meat Shield t-shirt, I have limited sizes left, but that's still a benefit for to help immigrants and anti-racism stuff. So if you want, go look around JackieCation.com store for your store needs. I also have a new album out that's playing almost nowhere. That's right, because of legal issues with something called Spoken Giants. Very disappointing. So the special itself is on YouTube, on the 800 Pound Gorilla YouTube channel, linkable off of JackieCation.com. You could also get a DVD or a CD at JackieCation.com. The CD itself is listenable at places where you can buy it. So at Apple iTunes and at Amazon Music. You could also stream it there. If you buy it, I make more money. But if you want to stream it, do whatever you want. But it's not on Pandora. It's not on Spotify. It's not on Sirius XM. And neither are my four other albums. But do whatever you want because it's your life. There we go. What else is happening? I'm touring. I'm doing a lot of stand-up on the road. Feel free to come. Feel free to sign up for the email list at JackieCation.com. Harder to get on because you got to find how you put it in then to get off, which is you scroll and hit unsubscribe. But all of these things are available on JackieCation.com. I'm coming to do stand-up probably near you, if not near you, near someone you love. Tell them. Anyway, let's dork out about something. Let's get into the show. Jackie Cation, Toronto, Canada. Oh, Canada. I am here in the Dork Forest with Noor Hadidi. And welcome to the program, Noor Hadidi.
Thank you so much, Jackie Cation.
Exactly. Our names, fun to say the whole thing, right? Who doesn't want to say that? And so I would say, first of all, everybody, you comic, Toronto, very funny, has a Noor Year's Eve show at the Comedy Bar here in Toronto. And Noor Hadidi is spelled N-O-U-R-H-A-D-I-D-I. And then people will go to that Instagram and such and get to see where you're doing other shows and follow you and like you and all that stuff.
That would be amazing. Thank you so much. Also,
sure.
Very rarely do, like, you're bringing back memories when you spelled my name. Like, this is every interaction I have with a customer service. You know, I have to spell the legal name letter by letter. You know, I'm jealous of, like, you know.
People who don't have N's.
Yeah.
I'm super jealous of nobody who has an N in their name because you got to go N like Nancy.
Yeah.
O-U-R as in Ralph.
I have a joke about how the phrase N as in Nancy pisses me off.
Why?
Because it's N as
in
Nora.
Reality?
Yeah. Why are you using another name to spell my name? You know? Say N as in Nectarine, okay?
Oh.
But Nancy just adds insult to injury. It's like pouring salt on the wound.
You're so, it's so beautiful, the imagery. And, I have to say that I'm so sad. This is us hanging out, by the way. Like, literally, we've been texting for 2 days. I've been in Toronto, but we haven't really got to see each other. And now we're seeing each other over Zoom.
Over, I know. But I'm going to see you very soon in like a couple of hours in person.
Couple of hours. We're going to go get, do you have any interest in Korean food? Because I seem to be in a Korean neighborhood.
Oh my God. I live near Koreatown. What?
What? I know. I'm on the Dagobah system. No, I'm
Are you on Bloor?
I'm near Bloor.
Stop it. I'm on Bloor.
You're on Bloor.
You're
crazy.
You're probably next to me because I live right by Koreatown.
If you do this thing with your shades, maybe you'll see me. Oh, yeah. See how
Jackie.
Right. Maybe I can
flash your lights. I'll see you in the back there.
Exactly. I'm in a hotel room. Going to put a little more ambience behind me.
Nice.
You know, my Christmas sweater.
Oh, my God. I know what that is.
Winter is coming.
Mm-hmm. Do you like House of the Dragon?
Nope.
No,
I didn't like Game of Thrones.
Oh, but then how come?
It didn't take. Oh, because it says winter is coming and it made me laugh.
Oh, I see.
Sometimes I do things because it's funny.
I see. Okay.
You know, you'll see a pattern.
All right.
All right. Sometimes I'm just enjoying it.
All right.
What I want to know is what you enjoy, and it is Pokemon.
Pokemon.
The TV show?
I did watch the TV show as a kid, but that's not what I'm obsessed with.
Not at this time.
I did watch one of the movies over the pandemic, and so that was nice, I think, just looking for things to soothe me, like a reminder of my childhood.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah. I am obsessed with the games you play on what started off. I don't know if you had a Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
Did you ever have one of those?
Yeah. I had them all.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm. I had the gray brick.
Yes.
I had the
gray
Game
Boy. The gray brick, the DS. Oh, love it. The DS.
Are you on I have a Switch right now.
Okay.
And, but I had the clamshell and I had, the long one.
Yep.
Yep. Color.
The 3DS. Yep.
Sure. 3D. I had 3DS. Mm-hmm. So, so you're playing a Pokemon game on, you went from the TV show.
So I actually, so I grew up in the Middle East and my dad would travel for work. And whenever he would travel, he would bring back a gift because that's Arab fathers. They'll never say I love you, but they'll get you a gift. So
was it ever just a 20?
No, it would be like, I got you this perfume that you wanted. Like I would take it out of a magazine and be like, hey, yeah, I want this. And so he would bring me that. And then sometimes, though, he would go off on his own and get me things that I wasn't even expecting. And so the Game Boys were that. My parents, they got divorced in the sixth grade. And one of the few ways, like, I only saw my dad on weekends. But one of the, like, he would buy me Game Boy games. Like, that was the thing he did for me.
Right.
And I never decided to buy a Pokemon game. He was the one who would, like, when he would travel, he would just ask the people who work there, okay, what are the popular ones? Mm-hmm. So he would end up bringing me remember the little cartridges?
Yeah.
And you'd have to blow on them when
sure.
they would.
Because they would be crazy. Too much. There'd be like little dust mites in the connector. Yeah.
Yeah. And me and my cousins would be like, could you do this for me? And I guess it's not working. So I started playing on the Game Boy Color. I had a green or like that. Remember that teal kind of colored one? Dark teal?
Yeah.
So I had that one and I would play Pokemon Crystal on it. And I loved it, Crystal. And I would play Fire Red and Leaf Green. And that's how I had a second cousin who liked it. So him, he was the only person I could talk to. And like, there was no walkthroughs. There was no, go online. Like, it's only what you heard from another person.
Right. There were no walkthroughs. I once back famously in the late 90s called the Nintendo Game Counselors.
You didn't.
I did. $3.99 a minute. It was so bad. 1999, I think I called him. And to ask him how to beat the final boss on Final Fantasy Legend.
And what did he say?
He said, "Do you have the glass sword?" And just give it to
so
the
you got
mutant.
Through to someone.
Yeah, $3.99 a minute. You're gonna get through to someone. Yeah, they're gonna answer that call.
Oh my god, was it Nintendo like the office in America or did you call Japan?
In okay,
Seattle.
Yeah, there was a Seattle branch. I was in Minneapolis.
Love that. Oh my god, mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I made a joke about it, which wasn't true. I said that the person who answered was 12. That's clearly not true. And but he was a nice young man, and he was like, "Do you have a mutant in your party?" And I was like, "Of course, I have a mutant."
Yeah, what am I, a loser?
Yeah,
what am I? I'm not 8, buddy. Okay, I'm 10.
I've been around the block here, man. I know what's happening. Anyway, so
I wish I had that kind of like I couldn't. I mean, we're in the Middle East. You don't even think you could call America. I would have called Japan, I think, because I would have been like, oh, that's, I don't know, geographically maybe closer or, you know, and that was honestly growing up when I was playing it in middle school. My dream job was to design Pokemon. Mm-hmm. That was my first dream job to like.
So that was to do the art or to design levels?
No, to like come up with the art and the name and what they looked like and their type and how they would evolve. And yeah, I remember having like a sketch pad, but it was one of those, like, it wasn't even meant for drawing. It was one of those that were for maths, you know, that they had the grid and I would use it to design Pokemon.
Oh,
I love. Yeah.
Did you have a good one? Did you ever come up with one that you thought you've dropped the ball? You never did this one. Like a power.
You know what
aura.
I will say? There is one that is kind of similar to what I designed when I was young, which is like a bird man, kind of. It's called Blaziken. It's like the third, like, because you know how they evolve. So it's the final form of one of the starters, Torchic.
Okay.
From, I think, I want to say Generation 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's something that you had an idea. A
kind of. Yeah. I mean, it's a very simple thing. I think when you're young and you're like a bird, but it's got feet at the bottom, you know? So,
right. Because birds actually do have feet.
Human feet is what I meant. Human feet, Jackie. Semantics. Okay. You're shitting
the
on
words.
My dream.
Human. Oh my God. I just want to hear you say human feet a lot.
Human legs. Yeah.
So what, okay, so here's what I know. I know that my niece used to watch Digimon, she called the poor man's Pokemon.
Yes, yes.
And Pokemon are, you're to collect them all.
Yes.
There are two different things happening in any Pokemon situation. There's the trainer, and then there is the monster.
Yes.
And the Pokemon themselves are the monsters.
Kind of harsh to call a little cute thing, you know, a monster.
I don't mean to misname the Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's okay.
They are pocket monsters. You're absolutely right. That's it's a short name, right? Yeah, that's
okay.
What it's short for. But
so I think that I am accurately calling
You're accurate. I just think as an adult, now looking back at it, kind of a harsh word to describe them.
Right, because maybe they had dreams. Maybe they didn't want to. Maybe they wanted to be cuter. Maybe they wanted to be a. Have you ever thought about Lenza being a Pokemon? What would that look like? Would it look like a person? If you took that app that turns people into like an animated.
Oh.
That animated picture app.
Is that the new AI thing that everyone's using right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost over. I mean, by the time this drops, it'll be completely over.
Oh, my God. I hope so. I hate. Like, whenever something happens and everyone's mainstream doing it, I hate it. When people are like, oh, this is what I would look like if I was old. Or like that gallery, that art thing. If you were a painting, which one would you be in Google Art would look it up. I hate jumping on fads like that. So when Pokemon Go came out, I avoided it, even though I love Pokemon.
Oh, right.
Because I was like, you guys are bandwagoners, okay? You're not real dedicated fans. You didn't go blind to playing on Pokemon, like playing on your Game Boy that had no backlight. Okay.
Right. Right. You weren't like trying to, the pixel screens had faded out and you're filling them in with your imagination.
100%. Yes.
You got in on the ground floor of Pokemonism and you don't need these bandwagoners I'm hearing.
Really don't. And the same thing with the cards. I'm not a fan of the cards. I'm like,
that's a different game too. That's a Pokemon game. It's like Magic the Gathering. It's more.
Respect that more than the Go, because all the Go people did was download something on their phone, whereas the card people went out and bought something. You know.
And here's the thing about those card games: you have to keep buying them.
Yes,
that is an infinite amount of $7.99s that can be gotten.
Yes. And also my parents weren't the type of like, oh, you want a new pack? Let's go get them, you know? So having that cartridge was like, okay, I don't need anyone else. I can just have fun in my room.
Right. It's a one-off. It's a one-off.
Yes.
I'm just going to lie down for this particular episode, by the way. Heads up. So how many levels have there been? How many games have there been? Are you still playing on a Game Boy?
So many. So no, my Game Boy, God bless it, we won't charge. I still have that, what you called the clamshell.
Yeah.
It won't work. And so what I did was when I couldn't get the newest game or whatever, since I was in high school, I would download. I mean, I know this is, you know, dicey territory. I know.
And this is years ago.
This is years ago.
A disclaimer. This does not mean that you should somehow torrent something. But go ahead.
So I would download an emulator and then download the game and play it on the emulator.
Okay.
And so I can't.
And that's how you got to keep up, essentially.
That's how I kept up. And then I took a long break. I think when I got into like undergrad and had a, you know, moved to a different country, was like culture
yeah,
shock.
Your plate was full.
But then a couple of years ago, I started playing it again, also on my computer. And it's been really fun. I played a lot of the games that I used to have on the console itself.
Okay.
And I've also played games that came out after it. And it's funny because I was stuck in like the, you know, when you hate change, I hate change when it comes to any game. Like, you know, there's some sort of nostalgia when it comes to like the 2D character and like,
oh yeah,
you know, just like.
Right. When the art all changes, when it's all.
Sometimes when it's 3D. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes in comic books, they'll change the look of the character. Like, it'll be a new artist for Daredevil, and I'll be like, that doesn't look like Daredevil.
Yeah, yeah.
And but then I'll get used to the new guy.
Yes. Yeah. So that's what happened with me. I didn't want to play any of the new stuff, so I played a lot of the old stuff. Mm-hmm. And I played Pokemon Emerald, which a lot of people say is the best one that's been made.
Why is that?
Because of the plot lines and because of actually how difficult it is to finish the game, it was very challenging.
Quick question. Mm-hmm. When did Pokemon Emerald come out, do you think? Is this, we're talking
early
2000s.
Yeah.
Early 2000s. Okay. Yeah. And what is the plot line? I mean, it's a versus game, is it not?
Well, it's, what's a versus game?
It's when there's two fighters, fight, like Mortal Kombat.
There's more than that, I would say. There's like, I mean, you're obviously the hero of the story and you have to stop the world from coming to an end.
Got it.
Right? So there's these, what they'll do you a lot of the times is that when they put out a game, they'll put out two versions and you can only get one legendary version in each, right? And they'll be opposing. So like, let's say Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire came out right before Emerald.
Okay.
So in Ruby, which is the red one, you can only get one legendary Pokemon called Groudon. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right.
Sure.
And then in Sapphire, Kyogre, which is a water base, and Groudon is a fire one. Sure. So you can only get one. But in Emerald, you can get both and a third legendary one called Rayquaza.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so the fact that you can get all these legendaries was something that people liked, but also the, you know, there's things you have to go through to just figure out what you're supposed to do next in the game is very demanding. Like, it's a very hard game to figure out. As an adult, used a walkthrough. Like, I don't know how these young kids, they're so smart and they're figuring it out on their own.
Right. Well, because what I'm told in game design, because Andy Ashcraft, game designer, he said the initial thing about any game is to teach you how to play the game.
Right.
Right. So when you start a Pokemon game, do you like wake up like in Zelda where you're like, and then you have to wander around and you have to find the sword, you have to find your task.
So you always wake up at your parents' home, you're upstairs, or you're in the moving truck, and then you move in, you set the time so the game knows what day and what time it is, and your mom is okay. Like, oh, you should go. Your dad is, this is a lot of the early games. They don't do okay. this as much anymore, but your dad is the new gym leader for the city. Okay. And you got to go next door to see professor or your neighbor or to see the Professor Birch. So you go, you meet your neighbor who is your like nemesis throughout the whole game. And they keep battling you. So whenever you think you've come through an adventure and you're so exhausted, you're like, oh, this guy's showing up and I got to battle him again. And when you try to find the professor, almost always someone's in a... You start with a Pokemon battle and they're like, oh, quick, I need you to help me. I have 3 balls in my bag. I need you to pick one of these Pokemon. And that, whatever you pick, will be your starter. It will be yours for the entire game.
Okay.
So you have to make a decision because it's going to be either fire, water, or grass.
Oh, and can you tell from the outside?
Yes, you can see which one you want. I mean, the colors will be red, blue, and green so that, you know, if you're a kid, you know what they're going to be.
Yep.
And it's a triangle where fire is good against grass is good against water, and water is good against fire.
Okay.
But a lot of people agree that picking a water type is the smartest decision for a lot of the games because the games kind of skew or like they favor water Pokemon better.
Okay.
Just because a lot of the gyms that you you have a map of the region you're in, mm-hmm. and the goal is to kind of go through all on different challenges, and there's a storyline, and at the very end you battle the Elite Four of the Pokemon League. You want to make it to the Pokemon League and then fight the champion after that.
Okay. And as you fight, your Pokemon grows up and becomes a different Pokemon because it evolves.
Yes.
What it's going to grow up to be?
If you have a walkthrough and you're on Wikipedia, sure.
Right. But if you just pick the water one, it's not necessarily going to turn into, is it going to always turn into one specific
water? Oh, it doesn't change. Yeah. The only thing is that sometimes that's a really good point because sometimes when they level up, they'll lose one of their, the max type can be 2. A Pokemon can be max 2 types.
Okay.
And it could be 1 or 2. And sometimes when it levels up, it'll lose one of the types or it'll gain a type.
Okay.
But when it comes to a starter, they will always be water no matter how they go. So the water one is water and ground. And
okay.
And the fire one is fire and fighting, for example. And that's the thing. They've actually, over the years, have updated the types and they've expanded it. And I have to keep track. I keep forgetting because there's like 16 types, who's strong over who and what works. And they added a fairy type in Generation 6, which kind of like...
Magic?
No, fairy is... I don't know, just fairy. I don't know what to say.
All right.
They're all magic. You know what I'm saying?
Right, they are. They're all magic. Right. Okay, so... When they say that they evolve, though, do you know what they're going to evolve in when you pick?
You just know that they're going to continue towards, they're going to be a water type, but you don't know the name. You don't know what they're going to look like. You don't know what the moves will be because there's a learn set.
Right. And there's a different, it could be any number of things. It could be a finite number, but it could be different ones.
No, it's the same ones. It's the same ones, Jackie. So if you pick, for example, like, I don't know. Let's go to the like ones that everyone knows about. So Bulbasaur, right? Do you remember Bulbasaur and Squirtle and Charizard, right?
Yep.
So it'll be like, think of it as Bulbasaur, Ivysaur, Venusaur. It will always go up at a certain level. And to get to that level, you have to battle and gain experience points.
So it's always a sore, but more powerful sore yet.
Yes, exactly.
Final version of sore.
Yes.
What is a Pikachu?
A Pikachu is a regular Pokemon. It's an electricity type. And Pikachu only evolves with a Thunderstone.
Oh, you need some sort of rock? Some fancy...
Yes. So some can only be achieved with stones. And there's this one Pokemon called Eevee. And it can evolve into like seven different types based on the stones or where you evolve it. So a lot of players love it. It's not that strong of a Pokemon, but it's fun because it can evolve into so many different things.
Right, right. It kind of mixes it up. Mm-hmm. And once you play through the game, mm-hmm. is it got replayability? Can you go back and play a different character?
Oh no, you got to start. Yeah. I mean, you could start a new slot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Start from the fresh. Yeah.
Yep.
But what they've done in more recent games is even after you beat the Elite Four, there's still a lot more game to play. So they've kind of evened it out where even though you've achieved this thing, there's still new places to discover, you know,
it's
new
still
Pokemon
open.
To catch. Yes. There's like, it opens up different things, which is way more fun, right? Because it's I've invested all this time. I have this great party.
Yep.
Let me go and do more with them.
So you have a party. There's more than one Pokemon in your fighting.
There's six at any time. And there's also a PC where you can store all the Pokemon that are not on you right now.
Okay. So it's sort of like the bench.
Yes.
Like you have your A squad.
Yes.
And do you ever swap them out?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Depending also on like where you're at. So earlier on, let's say I have an upcoming battle with a water type, you know, and I'm like, okay, what's good against water? Grass and electricity. I don't have anyone right now that's super strong. So I'm going to get my electricity type out. And for the next little while, I'm going to put them at the front of the party. I'm going to get them to gain all the experience so that when I go to this gym, I have someone who can take down all the players and the gym leader.
Is it an actual gym? Like, is they call it a gymnasium, kind of?
They call it a Pokemon gym.
Okay.
And all it is basically, it's got two elements to it. So number one is perseverance. There's a lot of trainers and you have to get through all of them to get to the boss, to the, mm-hmm. the gym leader. And the second is sometimes it'll incorporate different puzzles or, you know, there's wind and you have to kind of, elements stopping you from physically reaching a point, you know,
right.
or there will be riddles or something like that. There's always something, at least in the new games that they make, there's something at the gym.
So you wake up and you get your first Pokemon and then you leave town. You head out into the wild like one does when one is a child with a Pokemon. and you just start looking. So you what you're trying to do is you're trying to train up this Pokemon and so that's the first Pokemon you get.
Mm-hmm.
Is that
you
first
get one? Yes.
How do you find more Pokemon out in the wild?
So
by winning?
So you encounter them in the wild.
Okay.
And you have to buy Pokeballs, sorry, what did I say that? I said that Pokeball because that's what you eat. It just came out naturally.
Yes.
you buy a Pokeball, and then when you're in the wild, you want to get them to a point where they're weak enough that if you throw the ball at them, you'll be able to capture them.
Oh, and then you have a new Pokemon to train.
You do, yes.
Because once you've captured them, gotta catch them all.
And that's another thing. When you first start it, the professor who lives next door gives you a Pokédex. And it updates the more you meet Pokemon. It updates the Pokédex. It tells you their location. And also the point is to see a lot of Pokemon and catch a lot of Pokemon to help the professor with his research.
Ah, because he's trying to identify and find out all he can about all the Pokemon.
Listen, a lot of people have jobs revolving around Pokemon, you know?
What? Do they?
I mean, in the games.
Oh, in the games.
Yeah.
Right. There has to be. It's a big industry.
Yeah.
And how many Pokemon are there? Do you know?
Yeah, there's over 700, now 750, I think. I could look that up.
Well, But and that's fine. I mean, I don't need to know. So there's in every game, do you have access to all of them, or do they just sort of create a new deck?
So every kind of generation is in a new region, and every time we approach a new region, sometimes you'll see Pokemon from all the previous regions, and sometimes you'll see things that are only in that region.
Okay.
Right. And usually you only see things in that region. And then after a while, you'll start see, like, I just played Black 2, and in Black 2, you only catch Pokemon from the Black 2 universe, like from that area. It's called Unova. And then after you beat the Elite Four, you can collect Pokemon in areas that you didn't have access to previously from the previous regions that you've played in other games.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you can sort of go back and go, I never did get this yellow Pokemon or whatever.
Yeah.
Are they color coded? Are there any yellow Pokemon?
There's a lot of yellow. I mean, you mentioned Pikachu, right? That's the yellowest of them all, right?
It is the yellowest of them all.
Yeah.
So what are their powers? So you meet another Pokemon out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of want to get them weak enough so you can throw a ball at them. You have extra balls that you've purchased.
Yes.
But right now you only have one Pokemon, or you mm-hmm. grab a Pokemon from your shelf of Pokemon.
I don't have anything in the shelf yet.
Just one.
The one with me.
And so you pull the ball. I've seen it on the TV. You mm-hmm. hold the ball like this, and then it jumps up, opens up, and then the fight begins. How do you fight? Is it everything before, or do you pick in rounds?
So the first Pokemon at the top of your party automatically is the one that battles. So if there's one that you want to work on their experience, or you want to level them up, you got to put them first. Because that way, even if you swap them, then they'll get a lot of experience, right? Even if they're not the ones who are playing.
Right, but they get all the XP. Got it?
Yes, the XP. Fantastic. Fantastic, Jackie. Love it. They get the XP. So basically, when you send a Pokemon out the battle... Pokemon have abilities, right? So every Pokemon has a unique ability. So for example, there's one called Might Yenna, and their ability is Intimidate. So as soon as they just come out of the ball, they lower the other Pokemon's attack.
Okay. One,
Psyduck removes all the weather. So if anything weather related could affect the game, Psyduck removes all of that.
Okay.
That's how it starts. And then each Pokemon has a move set, four moves. At any time, it knows four. Okay. And then there's a certain amount of times you can use each move before healing it at a Pokemon center.
Okay.
And you pick one. And they all have, a move has, I would say, three distinct qualities about it. Number one, it's type. Type matters. So... yeah, okay. Type, power, and accuracy.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you were like...
I was going to ask, and then you answered the question. So, because I was like, what is type? There's type, power, and accuracy.
Yes.
And now you're about to break those down. I don't need to ask. You got this, Noor Hadidi.
Okay, thank
you. Yes, please.
I hope I'm doing a good job to all the Pokemon fans out there. Right, I hope I'm doing them justice. I want to say that.
Representative of your dorkdom. Yes.
I feel a lot of weight on my shoulders. Okay.
I think that you're doing a fine example of exactly how
thank
it ought to be talked about. Yes.
Thank you.
So what are the types?
The types, like I said, grass, water, fire, psychic, fairy, right? Mm-hmm. So that's when you want to pick a move against the opposing Pokemon, you want to see, the most important thing is, what is their type? What move would be the strongest against that type? That's what you want to go with. The second is the power. So they obviously have different powers. And if you want to catch the Pokemon, you don't want to go full power because then it'll faint. You want to do something with medium power, so you just get it weak, but you don't kill it.
Oh.
Yes.
Because you can kill it?
Yeah, you can make it faint, exactly.
And then it sort of just disappears?
And then you just got to walk through the forest again, hoping you'll meet it.
Right, you're like, I have to find you again and not hit so hard.
Yeah.
So I can put you in a ball.
Yeah, and then it's always the one you own 10 of that you're like, get away. I don't want you. I want the other one.
All right, because you're just like, there's swarms of Pokemon, and you're looking for a rare or something.
Every area, there's percentages of meeting. So let's say I know in this forest from, you know, online walkthroughs, okay, there's only 3 Pokemon that you can encounter. There's a 50% rate you're going to encounter this one, 40% this one, and 10% this one, right? So you got to keep walking around until you encounter all the ones that you want to catch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are the powers?
The power is just the level, like I said. So think of it out of both power and accuracy are out of 100.
Okay. So, and then you just pick the percentage, sort of.
I mean, the move itself already has a set percentage. You can't change that. You just decide which one to pick. And there's other moves that are not necessarily attack, but are more like, oh, you can raise your defense. You know, you click on it, you're like hardened. Okay. Raise the defense, or there are some that attack them in other ways. You can put the opposing Pokemon to sleep. You can stun them. You can burn them. You can paralyze them. You could go, it's full Gitmo. You know what I'm saying, okay. Jackie? Yeah,
yeah. You can waterboard them. You can judge them harshly. Yeah. But the weird thing is like, so when they fight, the what I'm thinking of is like, what do the moves look like? Does it look like you're punching them? Does it look like you're kicking them? Does it look like you're bazorting them from afar?
So they're kind of like yours. Are like they? If you're looking at them at the screen, this is yours and this is theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And then yours will kind of disappear, and then like a scratch or something will appear. Or if it's surf, like a waterfall will hit them and come back. Like the animation is different depending on the move.
Okay, and not on the type. Because there's different moves, too.
Yeah, so that move will look the same no matter which Pokemon did it.
Okay.
A lot of Pokemon can learn the same moves.
Okay,
right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then the last, it was
accuracy.
Accuracy, what's that?
Out of 100, so it's a percentage. Say, okay, if this has 100% accuracy, I know, let's say I'm in a battle and they're just there and I need to hit them. I know that this is an accurate move and it will hit. So it's going to hit them. Whereas if something has 70% accuracy, then, you know, you're like, oh, should I go for this? I'm not sure, because there's a higher chance that it's not going to take them out.
So you're just sort of waiting until they get closer before you use that move.
Mm-hmm.
And each move has those 3 things about them, right? It'll tell you what the accuracy is. It'll tell you what the power is. And it'll tell you the type of hit.
Well, you kind of have to remember the accuracy and power yourself. It's not going to show up when you click on it. When you click on it, it'll just say, oh, surf 8 out of 10, which means you have 8 out of 10 left. You can only use it 8 times
before
being replenished. But it's up to me to remember, okay, surf has 80 power, 100 accuracy. There's a lot you have to remember while you're playing. Like,
wow, that does sound more complicated than a lot of kid, like little kid games.
I'm telling you, these Japanese kids are geniuses, okay? Let them take over. If they can play this with no walkthrough, who am I to stand in their way?
It is very true. It is very true. What, the Japanese kids. It's, so have you ever been to Japan?
No, I really want to go.
Do you want to go?
I'd love to visit the Game Freak Studios.
Is that the makers?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And they've started in newer games putting Game Freak buildings in one of the cities, and you can battle people there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where, that's super meta of them to know that you kind of want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so how many games have you played of the Pokemon genre?
Oof.
Handful? A dozen?
Seven so far.
And is the storyline always pretty comparable?
I mean, yeah, the basics of like picking one of the 3 starters and making and defeating all the gym leaders and making your way to the Pokemon League is a constant amongst all of them.
Okay.
Legendary Pokemon that are hard to catch. Yeah.
And so. Legendary just means rare, right?
Yes. And well, it means one. A lot of times the story will revolve around the legendary Pokemon, right? So they're interweave it into the storyline of like.
Like an example?
Oh, yeah. Like, for example, in Emerald, there's these two opposing evil teams, Team Magma and Team Aqua. And each of them has summoned an ancient Pokemon that was in a deep slumber.
Ah.
And the only way to get them to start, and it's wreaking havoc across the region. It's hot and it's raining and people are going to die. But Rayquaza is the only Pokemon that can get them to stop fighting.
Okay.
So these are three legendary Pokemon, and it's part of the plot of I have to go to the Sky Pillar and wake Rayquaza. He's got to go stop them. So it's in the story, you know,
yeah.
It's what's happening. And that's the thing. They kind of center their legendary Pokemon around the plot. And you'll okay. have the opportunity to catch one or two of them.
Okay.
In the game, yeah.
Why would you want to catch more than one? Because can your Pokemon be killed?
Because you want them. Because they're right. very powerful against other players, you know?
Can you put two of the same kind of Pokemon in a team?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, because they're just essentially like having two horses that look alike.
Exactly.
On the traces.
On a battlefield. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And they might have different levels because you've leveled them up separately.
Yes, so. Based on how you've trained them. And there's this thing called rare candy, which you can find, you know, it's rare, but if you give to a Pokemon, it levels them up by one level.
Oh, okay. So it's just a trinket that you could find hiding behind a bush or something.
Yes.
As you want.
And there's different types of Pokeballs over time. So it starts off very vanilla Pokeball, and then there's the Great Ball and the Ultra Ball, which have higher catch rates. I believe the Great Ball is 1.5 times and the Ultra Ball is 2.5 times. But then you'll get other things like a Quick Ball has a 5-time catch rate. But the only way it works is if you throw it at the beginning of the wild encounter.
Okay.
There's a Dusk Ball, which works better at night or in caves. There's a Net Ball, which works better against water and bug types. Like the catch rate goes up. Any other situation, it's a 1x catch rate, but then it increases depending on the Pokemon or, you know, all these different factors.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's they not only are the Pokemon super different, the Pokeballs are also different.
Yes.
And when you use the Pokeballs is affected by like night or day or.
Yeah. And also how much money you have. They're obviously more expensive. Like a regular Pokeball is 100, but then some of these can go up to 1,000 or 3,000. Yes, please.
And how do you earn monies?
By winning battles against people as you're walking around. Because they challenge you. Trainers, if you walk by a trainer, they will challenge you.
Ah, can you turn down a challenge?
No.
No? So it's not a challenge. It's an ambush.
Yeah, exactly.
And so what happens if you lose? Do they kick you back to the beginning or something?
You black out, you pay them money, and you end up at a Poke Center where they've healed all your Pokemon back.
Oh, okay. It just sort of recharges everything, but it takes some of your cash.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
it doesn't feel good, Jackie. It doesn't feel good. It hurts.
No, it doesn't. Does it hurt? How long does it take to win a new Pokemon game? To play through it to get to the final four?
40 hours, I'd say.
Okay.
35 to 40 hours. Yeah.
All right. And that's I'm going to play this for 4 hours a day for 10 days.
Yeah. Something like that. Maybe six or 7 hours a day when you don't have anything to do.
Travel day. Sure. Something else is going on.
You're on an airplane. You're on a 5-hour plane, you know?
Right. Can you play it offline?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's kind of amazing. Because then you don't have to buy internet on the airplane.
Oh, no. I never let them win like that. Boingo? Yeah, right. Get out of here.
Get out of town, Boingo.
I know.
I buy it all the time. Anyway, I don't buy
Jackie, that's okay because, you know, you have fans that you need to be connected to 24/7. At all times. It's just, you're such a great entertainer. It's the price of success.
Right. The price of success is I have to constantly do some sort of social media. Oh, my God. So what... And so what is your favorite of the games?
Oh, it's hard not to be nostalgic and love something like Pokemon Sapphire, where, you know, I loved it growing up. I don't know. That's a really hard thing to. It's a hard question, Jackie. Why are you asking me this?
Well, then give me your top five of the seven.
If I had to only play one for the rest of my life, mm-hmm. I think it would be Emerald.
Because it is so interesting and bigger.
It's like one of the hardest ones, and there's just so much going on, and the game goes on a little bit after you finish it. There's battle rounds and stuff like that. The first one I played that was like 3D, where the character was 3D and you could move, was Black 2. So I really liked that one. What else? Yeah, I mean, I'll let you know. I'm going to play Pokemon X next, so we'll see how that goes.
Is it new? Is Pokemon X relatively new? Or
No. It came out in like 2015.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So are there Pokemon games that you haven't played yet that are out in the world?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. Are they all for that same emulator?
Yeah. So I used to play on an emulator called OpenEMU, but it doesn't support 3DS. And so for 3DS onwards, I play on Citra, but it's not the best for, I have a MacBook, so they stopped updating it or like making versions. I do what I can on Citra. Yeah.
What's Citra?
That's the emulator.
Oh, that's the name of the emulator. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There's a game that I've always wanted to get an emulator version. It's called Dungeons of Doom. And it is half graphics and half text. And it's from 1989.
What?
Yeah, and it's a bird's eye view. It's looking down at a dungeon. And you are a little dude that's drawn, running around a dungeon, picking up scrolls and potions and food and weapons and whatever, finding the stairs and walking upstairs, fighting monsters. And then you run upstairs and you find more stuff and you find more monsters, run upstairs. And the scrolls, you can read the scrolls. You can eat the food. Sometimes the food is poisonous and it can affect your, and it makes you sick because it's been sitting in the dungeon too long.
Right.
And the scrolls will say cryptic things like the 40th level is death.
Wow. And what console do you play this on?
I played it initially on a Mac Classic. 4 megs of RAM, all the megs of RAM. It's so simple and so very basic. I enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It took me a good long time to beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And there isn't much of a story to it, except for that they tell you to beware the wizard. The 40th level is death, and seek the orb. They don't tell you that the wizard will kill you. The orb is given to you automatically on level 39. And there's two of them.
Wow.
So when the wizard shows up and steals one, you can go to level 40 and get another one. And once you have the orb, you have to run down all 40 levels of stairs. And it lets you out the front door. And that's how you win. You cannot get out the front door until you have an orb.
Wow.
You have to go to the 40th level to get that orb.
Right.
And then you have to run down all the stairs.
Like on your Mac keyboard you're doing this?
No, no, it's a mouse.
Oh, a mouse. Okay.
Even harder.
Oh, I remember. Playing games with the mouse. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. It's, the keyboard games, I tried to play Apex Legends with the keyboard, but I ended up finding that I could plug in a controller. And it was a lot easier. When you play on the emulator, are you playing with a controller?
No, I'm playing with my keyboard.
Keyboard. Arrows or WXSAD or whatever?
I do arrows for directions, mm-hmm. and I've changed the keys to kind of like do it with my left hand. So I use X and C and S and D.
Oh,
because yeah. there's four so, on the yeah, on the DS.
It, it yeah. feels yeah, it feels a little closer, a little better mm-hmm. options. Mm-hmm. I see it.
Oh, what was that?
And that was a boom. That was a boom, you guys. A Toronto boom. My Lyft driver today, coming back from my the seminar.
Yeah.
He was driving down a one-way street, and a fire truck came and came directly at us. And he was like, "This is new." And he actually handled it quite well, I thought.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you're up to no good here in Toronto, Jackie. You're just getting in the way of fire trucks.
I'm definitely getting in the way. And then he got lost. He was like, "I made a wrong turn." And I was like, "Nice. You are the hero, sir."
Yeah.
I cannot so fix funny. Whatever's happening. And so I am talking with Noor Hadidi. We're talking about Pokemon. Mm-hmm. And Noor Hadidi. It'll be in the notes. Stand-up comic, Toronto. Has a show here in Toronto on New Year's Eve called Noor Year's Eve. And it's a play on her name, you guys. Much like staycation. I do like it to play on her name. And so what, yeah, so there's clearly 10 games since you're going to play X next.
Yes.
And there's been a lot.
There's like Scarlet and Violet and Let's Go Eevee. There's so many. And I have been thinking, I don't own a Switch. Only because Jackie, like, it's already so hard for me to leave the house. I have depression and I live in Canada. And it's like, if I buy a Switch, I'm never leaving.
Well, that's what I've always said about the console games. I got a Switch during lockdown for Christmas.
Yeah.
And played Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And then I stopped playing it. And now it's when you go back, your house is full of cockroaches. and there is some judgment by the other townspeople. And so yeah. I don't want to go back.
I don't need this from you people. Okay.
Right.
I'm out here paying for internet at the Detroit airport so I can stay connected. I don't need your judgment.
Right. I don't need your judgment. And yeah. and so if I were to redo my Switch and take, and you could take it on the road. Should I get a Pokemon? Could I get
yes.
a Pokemon?
Oh my God. Okay. So should I get a Switch?
Should
we both get the Pokemon game at the same time and start playing it?
Oh, we could do it. What game would be a good game to start out with on a Switch? Let's find out. Let's spend a little, Rangers of the Dork Forest. Noor and I are going to spend a little time doing a little research during this episode. Switch Pokemon game, could do best Pokemon Violet. Wow. They're all, $80.
Oh, it's expensive. Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
This is not a cheap game.
And the last game they made, I think, broke records for sales. Like, they made millions of dollars in sales.
Wow.
But I think they had some negative feedback of, like, the game was glitching, and if anyone wanted their money back, they gave it.
Okay.
Nintendo company, I mean, I hate to say this about any company because I think, you know, companies are evil. Companies,
right. Ever since they became people in the United States, there's been trouble. And so.
I was thinking of getting the Nintendo Switch Lite. Do you have that one, Jackie?
No, I have the regular Switch.
The regular one? Okay.
But the Lite might be just good enough. It might be.
You know what, Jackie? I think we should just get the latest one. Honestly.
The latest Pokemon?
Yeah.
2022 Pokemon game?
It came out like in November. It just came out. Let me see.
Is that Scarlet?
Let me see. I don't remember. Yes, Scarlet and Violet.
Are 2022 role-playing video games developed by Game Freak and published by Nintendo and the Pokemon Company for the Nintendo Switch.
We're going to get Scarlet, okay? You always get the first one. Don't get the second one. Scarlet is the funner one. Violet, we're not going to go with Violet. I've learned my lesson.
All right, well, talk to me about that. How do you pick that? Why do you say that?
because more people will play the first one that comes out. So there's more resources. There's more people talking about it. You know, there's more information if you need it. Also, what will happen is a lot of Pokemon will be accessible in only one and not the other. And okay. I found that they just have the cooler ones in the first one, you know, like the ones okay. that are accessible. Yeah. And also just by the looks of it. So maybe this is too tactical, but like, because I'm going to choose a water Pokemon as my starter, the legendary one is red in it. So it seems to be fire. So it's going to round out my party more.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? So,
and it's called Pokemon Violet.
No, this is Scarlet.
Oh, Scarlet, Jackie. You want the first ones. The Pokemon
We're going to get
Scarlet.
The Scarlet. We're going to get the Scarlet.
For Switch. Adding yes. it to my Christmas list.
Perfect. Do you also, I mean, I want to take a quick second just to shout out another game I'm obsessed with called Fire Emblem. Have you ever played Fire Emblem?
I have played a Fire Emblem. Is
Which
that
one?
Isn't that a tower defense game?
It's
How do you?
So, same batch that my dad got me when I was a kid. It had a yep. Fire Emblem game. And I played it until, like, I've played it over and over again. And I actually have not played any of the DS versions. I'm still stuck on the Game Boy versions, but it's called Sacred Swords. And do you know what I'm saying? There's this lore, these three lords, Eliwood, Hector, and Lynn. And, oh no, Sacred Swords, there's these twins, Erica and Ephraim. They both have green hair.
Okay.
Have to protect their kingdom.
What I'm doing is I'm right now typing in the words mm-hmm. Fire Emblem Sacred Sword and going to images.
Okay.
So that I can see at least the cover of this.
Yeah, because I saw, I was on the Nintendo one for Scarlet, and then I just saw Fire Emblem Engage pre-order. I'm obsessed with Fire Emblem. I love it so much. One time I was on a date and a guy told me he knew Fire Emblem and I was like, I'm going to date. Like, I have no choice now. I mean,
Do you want a date? Because we could date some more. I have not played this game.
No.
This game here?
Yes.
Is not played.
That's Path of Radiance, or is it something of Dawn? Path of Dawn? That's not Sacred Stones, Jackie.
Oh, it is not.
No.
Okay. It showed up on a GameStop ad. That seems. So what is that game? Is that a fighting game or
it's
what
a fighting
is it?
Game? It's a fighting game.
Is it comparable to Pokemon? Are you creating a team and going out in the world?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the team is made of, it's kind of in the medieval times, and the teams are made of people who wield different weapons, lances, axes, or swords. There's magicians. They specify a specific type of magic. There's light magic, dark magic, and like anime or elf magic.
Okay.
There's snipers. There's thieves. There's assassins.
And,
wow. Oh, there's knights. There's great knights. And then there's also evolutions. So like, when a lot of times when someone evolves in that game, except like the lords who are like the main characters, the heroes, like put those away, you okay. can always evolve into one of two things. And so I like scour the internet and I'm just like, okay, what's the best, you know, evolution for each character? I love that game so much. I think I play it less. But I think I genuinely love it more than I love Pokemon.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Why do you, is it just better drawn? Is it more interesting? Is it just a change, a pace?
This is going to sound a bit, I don't know, crazy, but I think because they have human characters, I kind of like okay. bond with them more. Whereas Pokemon, they're just like little cartoons.
And you're not bonding with the actual player, the trainer?
No, because she looks trainer? Like me. It's me. I see enough of myself. I see myself every day, you know?
Sure, sure.
These okay. are new people. I don't know. I just think also, I think it's a harder game to play, and that's why. I think it's...
Okay.
You know, Pokemon is very much so for, you know, young adults, whereas I do feel like this has maybe more adult elements into it. Yeah. Okay. Sorry to betray all my Pokemon people who listened to this episode this far. Right, I still love 57 you.
57 minutes into it, we find out that Fire Emblem comes in, swoops yes. in under. But the thing is, so you don't play Pokemon Go. You don't play the Pokemon card game.
No.
You don't watch the Pokemon TV shows anymore.
No, I'll watch the movies that come out. I enjoy those.
How many movies are there?
Oh, like, there's a bunch.
Okay.
I don't know. I just watched Detective Pikachu in the pandemic. I also recently...
How was Detective Pikachu?
I enjoyed it. I really did.
Did Pikachu solve the crime?
He did.
Because he's a detective?
He helped whoever his owner is. I don't remember. This was like, you know, pandemic. I've forgotten a lot of the plot.
Lockdown.
Yeah. But,
sure.
Yeah. They help. Crisis averted, Jackie.
Right. I watched probably 14 seasons of episodes of Murdoch's Mysteries during the lockdown.
You're welcome. That's a Canadian show. You're welcome,
Jackie.
You're welcome.
Certainly is. Live pictures of Toronto, 1905.
Yeah.
No skyscrapers. Though one day they'll be very excited about those skyscrapers. That is a Canadian show. At first I had a hard time watching it because I was only watching British murder mysteries.
Oh.
And then I watched the Canadian murder mystery right after a British one. And I was like, the Canadian accent was so much more apparent than just a regular US accent. And so, but by the third episode, I was like, I wasn't even hearing the accent anymore.
Good.
And I was like, oh, we're fine. It's just more American accents. More
Have
US.
You seen the Enola Holmes movies on Netflix?
No, but I hear that they're like a Sherlock Holmes sister kind of thing.
Yeah,
are
younger
they pretty
sister.
Good?
I really enjoyed them. Yeah, I watched
okay.
those two on Netflix. Yeah.
Oh, I am. I will make a note because, and I've told Andy to get me Scarlet. That's also, there's been some texting during this episode of the Dark Forest.
Go
Beauty.
Andy!
And he'll buy me a video game.
Nice.
He's
I
actually
love that.
Excited
That's
about
That's really
that.
Nice.
Because he loves video games so
Maybe
much
Maybe you
himself.
And Andy could adopt me, Jackie. Have we thought of this? And then I could have my own Christmas list with Andy.
Exactly, right? Someone just a tangential.
Tangential, yes.
Right. It's time to wrap it up.
What? Okay. I bring up adoption and you're like,
all of a sudden,
shut it down.
It has actually been an hour, so it's nothing personal. Seriously. I think you're great, Nora Didi.
I think the same of you, Jackie.
You are a delight. And Rangers, Nora Didi does stand-up comedy. You're going to need to find it in all of its iterations. And her link will be in the notes. So figure that out. And if you happen to be in Toronto on New Year's Eve, go to that show at the Comedy Bar because it's called New Year's Eve. And that's funny. So thank you so much for doing the show. Yeah.
Can I plug my open mic called Open Michelle? Yeah. I run an open mic with my friend. I know.
It's called Open Michelle?
It's called Open Michelle. And it's for women and non-binary performers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hence, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, you got that. I thought you'd like that play on words, you know?
It's another great use of words, you guys.
Yeah.
It's comedy. It's all about being a wordsmith.
Yeah. And we actually have audience members who come out to our open mic. Like, it's not like, you know, I know when I say comedy open mic, you think, oh, no, dungeon.
Comics
basement,
watching comics.
Yeah. Hate crime. Yeah, absolutely. No one's getting hate crimed at Open Michelle. Everyone has a lovely time. We had someone do stand up for the first time last night. It was great.
People get to run their bits. Mm-hmm. People get to see if there's something there. It's great.
Yeah, we've got pros who come by and we've got just a really amazing community. So even if you don't want to do stand up, you just enjoy it. You want to support, you're thinking about it. You know, come by.
What's the website for that or the handle for that?
Oh, they can just follow me at Nora Hadidi and I post about it. It's every other week that we have Open Michelle.
Okay.
Every other Thursday. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Get with it and get on the Pokemon train because it sounds actually quite fun. Thank you so much for doing the show, Nora.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jackie.
And you know the rules out there, Rangers. Mm-hmm. Take care of each other.
My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that?
If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?